You're listening to SBS News.
It's exactly 2 years to the day since North and South Korean leaders walked across the demilitarized zone and pledged to pursue a path to reunification. Today, South Korea's Reunification Ministry declared with confidence that Kim Jong-un is still alive. Deputy spokesperson Cho Hae-sil.
There is nothing we can confirm on Chairman Kim Jong-un's health, but as the National Security Council Standing Committee has said, it confirmed there is no unusual movement in North Korea.
The North Korean leader hasn't been seen for 2 weeks and rumours of botched heart surgery have gained ground. His government is yet to clarify his whereabouts. Leonid Petrov is a lecturer at the International College of Management in Sydney.
Well, this is the nature of the secretive regime. Nobody really knows where the leader is and what is on his mind, and whether the leader is in good and bad health is no one is daring to ask.
But today, South Korean media intercepted a North Korean news report carrying an unverified message from the leader encouraging construction workers building a new city. Watching closely from abroad are defectors from the north. Yuna Jung fled her homeland in 2006 and now lives in South Korea. She believes Kim is still alive but admits she was surprised by his failure to attend to sacred events.
The North Korean defectors who had experience to live in North Korea will say that same thing. You know, biggest day in a year, and all North Korean people had to be attending the birthday celebration, but the supreme leader just absent? It doesn't make sense.
In his absence, attention has turned to Kim Jong-un's possible successor, including his influential sister Kim Yo-jung, who has been a close confidant of the chairperson. But her ascension would be far from assured, according to Ken Eom, who escaped North Korea in 2010.
You know what? North Korean culture is really conservative, means that North Korean people never ever accept women's leader could charge the North Korea.
But experts like Professor Robert Kelly from Pusan National University are not sure if that reluctance can overcome her status as a member of the Kim dynasty.
There's a lot of discussion about whether or not the old guard in North Korea would accept the ascension of a female. But she is a blood relative, and the Kim family, the sort of monarchic feudal line of the Kim family, is a central part of North Korean mythology. So she's the obvious choice, barring the gender issue.
Today's message from Kim Jong-un to construction workers may have helped dispel the rumours that he's dead, but the fact that no picture of him was published has only added to the rumours about his health. Naveen Razik, SBS News.